Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Mark McGowan is taking up arms against Victoria this morning, calling on parts of the Defence Force to be shifted away from Victoria and here to WA. It comes as the federal government launched a review into the ADF to be handed down next year. The Premier says it makes sense to have an increased army presence in our northwest.
There's huge amounts of army infrastructure and army units based in Victoria. I would have thought that a more sensible deployment of those resources would be to Western Australia. It's not as though we're going to be attacked by New Zealand.
The rollout of the monkeypox vaccine in WA will now happen towards the end of the month. The first batch was meant to arrive this week. New South Wales has already started offering the jabs from today. The Health Minister says our share will arrive at the end of August, possibly early September. WA recorded its first case of the illness last week. Meantime, the Health Minister insists she's working with unions to ensure workers at Peel Health Campus secure their entitlements. The facility switches into public hands in the next 12 months, with concerns employees won't get to roll over their sick leave. Amber Jade Sanderson says negotiations are continuing.
We're working very closely with the staff and the unions to ensure that they have access to their sick leave.
Three people have been injured in a fiery crash in Sorrento around 6 a.m. Two men on a motorbike collided with a woman driving a Toyota Kluger, causing the car to roll over and burst into flames. All three people are currently being treated in hospital. Officers from major crash units still at the scene. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. Fremantle Livewire Lachie Schultz says the team is secretly relieved Josh Kennedy won't be playing in the Derby this Saturday. The Eagles forward kicked 8 goals in his farewell match yesterday, but he won't feature in the clash against the Dockers. Schultz glad that they don't have to worry about him.
It's a big relief, to be honest. Seeing him go off the way that he deserved, and a win for them would have been nice. But yeah, for him to bag 8 was a huge effort, and knowing that he's not going to be out there next week, I was sitting there going, thank God for that.